Going on with the series of the palm tree and the cedar tree, we'll finish up on the palm tree today. And what I'd like to look at here is the association between the palm tree and the judgment seat. You know, many times when we use the word judgment, we're thinking negatively. If I were to say a place where disputes were taken care of, were judged, where people came for counsel, for the resolving of disputes, for all of that, then you would understand the word judgment here. But it's a place of dispensing. So the palm tree was associated in the scripture with justice and judgment. We're going to find the place in Judges chapter 4, verse 4 and verse 5. It says, "Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel at the time." Verse 5, "And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her under the palm tree for judgment." Now, at the beginning we were reading, actually, "We are the planting of the Lord, that the righteous shall flourish and like the palm tree and the cedar." So all I began to do is find things in the nature and associations to and the links to these trees that had to do with the Christians, that had to do with people that were following God. And you know that the Lord is preparing all of us to rule the earth someday. So he has to take us through all of the things that teach us patience, endurance, wisdom. And we're going to get our wisdom from the Bible. There's a lot of people that are super wise in the natural. But the wisdom that's going to overcome the earth, the wisdom that overcomes deception, comes from the Word of God. He's already given us the truth. The truth will prevail always. So basically, Deborah sat under this palm tree every day. She counseled people and ruled or judged from the seat of judgment. And so it would be like a judge is today that rules by the laws and decrees, and you've got to live by the decrees that they decree. One day we'll be ruling or judging, the Bible says, the earth. And so why she did this under the palm tree, I don't know, but Matthew Henry in his commentary talks about it being called the palm tree of Deborah. And so I'll just read you a little snippet here. It is said that she sat under a palm tree called the palm tree of Deborah. She had her judgment seat in the open air under the shadowy umbrella of the palm tree, which is a pillar with a glorious capital that stood as an emblem of justice for the children of Israel. So when the children of Israel saw the palm tree, they immediately thought of the seat of justice. They thought of a place where disputes would be resolved, where things were settled. They saw it as a place that was good, not bad. They saw it as a place that they could run to in times of need. This area was an open air. They didn't confine themselves to a closed place. You know, the bottom line is that's why God likes the marketplace for us to speak his word in, because Deborah didn't hide inside of a courthouse. She was out in the open place. That's how the word of God should be. That's where we do the most resolving of problems, is out in the regular world where we live. And so I want to tell you that God's thing is open. There's no secrets. You know, all these things that we're learning about corruption, everything to do with the rule of Satan has to do with hidden. Everything has to be hidden. You either have to bleach it, you have to hide it, you have to break it with hammers, you got to do whatever to hide the evidence, to obstruct as much truthful evidence as you can. Whereas God does his things in open air. So one thing the palm tree reveals to us is that it's out in the open. It's not growing inside of a building. It's not underneath. God said, don't hide your light under a table, or don't hide it at all. Just take it out where the world can see it. We are the light of the world. They need the light. They're living in darkness. They'll see our light and rejoice. The Bible says they'll rejoice. The palm tree is associated with bringing justice, with resolving problems and issues. Josephus says, when he records things about Israel, that the children of Israel also came to Deborah to desire her to pray to God for them, that they might be delivered out of the hand of Jabin. And so when people are in affliction, they come to the children of God to pray for them, or to settle their issues and to bring God into their situation. So palm tree Christians bring God into the situation. They are there in times of trouble. Also, I'd like to mention that the boldness that David and Deborah of old in the Bible had against their enemies will also be worked into the nature of palm tree Christians. I'd like to just mention today that Deborah not only ruled from there, but she had a boldness of the Holy Ghost, which she emboldened others with. And when the enemies came against Israel, as a woman, surprisingly, she stood against them. And she emboldened those that would go out and fight against the enemies. And it was a woman in her day, Jael, which under the instruction and counsel of Deborah, was able to kill Sisera. And so what we can understand from this morning is that God has linked the palm tree with these circumstances in life that are very positive. First of all, it resolves dispute. Second of all, it brings solutions to problems. Third of all, it brings victory against the enemies. It teaches to be victorious in times where we are being attacked by the enemy. And it shows us that there's always those that God will have around us with a palm tree nature that will arise with the spirit of David and Deborah on their hearts and spirit, and like Caleb and Joshua and Moses and many others that we could mention in the Bible and outside of the Bible, many hundreds if not thousands of people around the world that filled with the spirit of God brought victory for other people. Like you would pray for them, like someone working in a restaurant or where somebody tuning a piano and people want to know about God. We are those that God has set like the palm tree. The palm tree, how can I say, was like a pointer. It was like a place where people, when they saw it, had a reference. It was a place of reference. It was a place of justice. They knew that the palm tree, when they saw the palm tree, they associated immediately with a place where things got done by God for people, where God had people in the place he needed them at the right time in the right place for those who had a problem in their life. And so thank God for those places. Just the opposite of what we have today in our rule of corruption, which is a city that is a refuge to criminals, a refuge to evil people, where they can come out of there, do evil, and then run back and be protected. These were places just the opposite. Places where they were judged. Places where evil was judged. Where things had to change or they were put in prison. It's just like the judges today. They rule over you. That you go to prison, they put a sentence on you, you're going to fulfill it. Okay, and if not, the law is going to come down upon you, police or whatever. So these people aren't just talkers, they're doers. These people that are associated with palm trees are those that declare and decree things and they get done on earth. So the palm tree continues to yield to us things that God wants and looks for in the Christian life. It's why he associates us with those trees. And remember that at first when we began the series, we said that the palm tree and cedar were plantings of the Lord. They didn't begin with man, but they are taken care of by God. They're equipped and taken care of by God. He waters them. He gives them the sun. He gives them all they need. He prunes them. He takes care of them. They're trees of the Lord. And they have awesome values and qualities to them. That is what God is looking for in our lives. Remember that it's like unto. When you see that word like, it doesn't mean we are trees. It doesn't mean you are a cedar. When I see a cedar, I see a tree. When I see you, I don't see a tree. So God is not speaking of the fact that we are trees, although he says we are trees of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord. What he is talking about is that we have been planted in the ground like God in creation planted trees. I like something someone said this morning I was listening to, and that is that when people ask which came first, the chicken or the egg, they really don't know God, because when God made things, he made them complete. He made them mature. He made them finished. God didn't make a seed, he made a tree that produced seed. God didn't make a baby, he made people that produced people. He didn't make minnows, he made fish that produce eggs to produce minnows. God always began everything he did with a completed work. And so the nice thing about that is that when God produced a new covenant for us, in righteousness that was imputed to us, he didn't give us a partial righteousness that we work out little by little until you get there. He gave the whole package to you and we're working it out from there, because our righteousness is already intact. All God is doing while we're walking it out on earth is working it out from our spirit man into our flesh man that seems to want to control the spirit man and wants to control our moods, wants to control our decisions. And we have to continually crucify, which means deny it the right to rule in our life. That's all. We are ruled by our center being. We are ruled by the finished work of God. He put in us a finished man. He put in us a glorified Christ, which is complete in his obedience, in his surrender, in his life, in his likeness to Christ, in his righteousness, in his boldness, in his obedience, in his victory over the world, in his faith. We are complete in all of it. We have all that we need already in our spirit man. The only thing we have left is a battle between allowing the spirit man to control our life and that which is not. That's where the palm tree comes in. And so God wants to produce in us those kind of people that can bring God to bear and his kingdom to bear on earth. Basically, that's what we were doing. We were bringing God's will and God's kingdom to bear. We were working out the situation in America, in the heavenly places, to this dimension, which is our rule. That's what she was doing. She was bringing the ruling of God to bear on this natural world and to the people that came to her for this. Basically, you might say, well, you know, I'm not a judge. People don't come to me more so than you think. A whole lot more so than you think. And so God is preparing us to do this. And there comes the likeness of the palm tree. Then in just a few minutes more, I'll finish now with the palm tree unless I get some more revelation. And that is that palm trees have always been associated with a place of rest and refreshing. You know, it's not by mistake that most places of rest and vacation are palm tree places. And palm tree places are always related to water, where there's ocean, where there's whatever. Even if you are in a wilderness, if you see a palm tree, it's announcing to you from a distance that there's a pond of water, because they represent a place of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. They represent a place of water, of life. There is a river. We were around palm trees this morning because the palm tree announces places of refreshing. You know, you're around a Christian that's alive toward God, and when you leave, you feel refreshed. After you speak with somebody that's full of the Spirit of God, you leave from being with them, whether it's just for a few minutes or whatever, and you just feel renewed, you feel refreshed, you feel like you've taken a drink of cold water. Jesus said to the woman that came to him at the well of water, he said, if you drink from me, you know, he was being a palm tree right there. She came to a palm tree without knowing it, and he had waters that she knew not of. He had waters that weren't in the well of Jacob. He didn't get his from underground. His come from up there. There is a river that flows from deep within in our spirit that comes from the throne above, that comes from God. It starts in the throne of God. It was put and placed in us by the Holy Spirit, and it bubbles up from within us into the world that we live in. So palm trees, they are the ones linked with refreshment, with shade. If you're walking through a wilderness in 140, 160 degree weather, and you are totally sweated out, and you're at the point of delusion, and you're about ready to pass out, and you see a palm tree, and you take your last bit of effort to get there, suddenly you're in 40 degree weather cooler. And normally there's not just one of them, there's a bunch of them. And not only there, you can drink water till you can get tired of it. You can refresh yourself, renew yourself. Palm trees are a place. They reflect these Christians that are full of life and hope and faith. And when you're downhearted, you know you can go there, and by the time you leave, your spirit's going to be up. Hallelujah. So thank God for Palm Tree Christian. Thank God for those Christians that are linked to those things that palm trees are linked to. Because a palm tree is linked to places of rest and refreshments. They're called oases. The palm trees that surround palms of water and deserts, these oases, God puts them there for the weary traveler, a break from the heat. Also, Christians gathering should serve to be a place of refreshing and rest in life from a weary place. They stand out in the wilderness of trouble in this earth, and they announce to us that there is a rest that comes from God. There is a river that flows from God above. Its fountain flows between the palm trees. May I say today that we can finish the series of the palm trees saying that no wonder God said that as the palm tree and the cedar, so would his Christians be renewed, refreshed, prospered, and do well. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the move of your spirit. Thank you for the revelation that comes from your word. Inspire us, renew us, anoint us to go to the marketplace because we have a lot to give. Lord, let it be removed off of us, all spirit of fear, timidity, and all things that would hold us back, all the spirits of lies and deceptions that operate upon us, that lead us into bondage. Father, we break that off of everyone this morning, and we thank you that your word is powerful, greater than any two-edged sword, to break away all bondage and bring deliverance to all of us. We thank you for the rest that there is and the hope that there is in God. We thank you for your word today, and Lord, our hearts are just full of joy and gladness because you refresh us as the palm tree in the wilderness, and you lead us to oases of hope and shade to shade ourselves in times of great trial in our life. Thank you, Lord, for the Christians who have been to us, that shade of the palm tree, during the time where we've traversed wildernesses of trials and tribulations. And many of us, Lord, have gone through deep problems in our life, and you have had people there to wait on us and to bring us and to nurse us through to life again.